Our scripture today comes from the Old Testament book of Haggai. Haggai chapter 2, verses 1 to 9. It should be on the overhead. If you want to follow along in your pew Bible, you can find it on page 668 in your pew Bible. Haggai chapter 2, verses 1 to 9. Hear the word of God. On the 21st day of the seventh month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. Speak to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, to Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people. Ask them, who of you is left who saw this house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Does it not seem to you like nothing? But now be strong, O Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord, and work. For I am with you, declares the Lord Almighty. This is what I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. This is what the Lord Almighty says. In a little while I will once more shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake all nations, and the desired of all nations will come. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord Almighty. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. And in this place I will grant peace, declares the Lord. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of His word. Okay, now, show of hands, how many of you would say that Haggai is your favorite book of the Bible? Okay. Perhaps the only time many of us have ever uttered the name of Haggai was when we were trying to memorize the books of the Bible in Sunday school or vacation Bible school. But the Old Testament prophet Haggai brought an important message, important 2,500 years ago and important now. Gee, if I only had a map, I could give you an Old Testament history lesson. There you go. Really, I've given this lesson many times in sermons and Bible studies, but for those of you who have missed it, or for those whose memory is not as good as it once was, I'll go over it again. King Solomon, the son of King David, built a beautiful temple in Jerusalem for the Jewish people to worship God. After the death of King Solomon, power struggles led Israel to be divided into two kingdoms. The northern kingdom was known as Israel, and the southern kingdom was known as Judah. Jerusalem was in Judah. Judah was conquered by the Babylonians in 586 BC, and Jerusalem and the temple were destroyed. Many of the people of Judah were exiled into captivity in Babylonia. And around 539 BC, Babylonia was conquered by the Persians. And in 538 BC, King Cyrus of Persia decreed that the exiled Jews could return to their homeland. Many of them did. And they found in Judah that the city of Jerusalem and the temple were in ruins. Under the leadership of Zerubbabel, who served as governor of Judah, and a man named Joshua, who served as the high priest of the temple, efforts were begun to restore the temple. But over time, the people lost interest. Other things began to occupy their time and their minds. They became more concerned with meeting their own needs and not giving attention to rebuilding God's house and doing God's work. The leaders became frustrated, and eventually work on the temple ceased. Then, arriving on the scene on what by our calendar would be October 17th of the year 520 BC, was Haggai, the prophet, with a word from God. Almost 70 years had passed since the destruction of the beautiful temple built by Solomon. Haggai began by saying there were some who remembered the way the temple used to be. They remembered the cedar, cypress, and gold carvings that decorated the beautiful and elaborate building. Certainly they remembered the Ark of the Covenant being housed in the temple with its mercy seat and cherubim holding the Ten Commandments. And surely they remembered that the rod of their ancestor Aaron, the brother of Moses, had been preserved in a special place in the temple. Certainly the memories of the past glory of the temple must have brought bitter tears to the elderly who remembered. To them, the half-finished restoration project must have been a sorry sight indeed. Haggai said, "Look at your temple now. Doesn't it seem like nothing?" And surely it must have compared to the glory that had once been the temple in Jerusalem. And then Haggai addressed Zerubbabel, the governor, and Joshua, the high priest, and all the people of Judah. He had for them a message from the Lord. Haggai said, "Be strong, be strong, be strong." The Revised Standard Version translates it, "Take courage, take courage, take courage." Haggai's message goes on to say, "Work, for I am with you, declares the Lord Almighty. My spirit remains among you. Do not fear. In a little while I will fill this house with glory." God was telling his people, "I am with you." God had not abandoned his people. Despite sin, despite exile, despite the unwillingness to complete the temple and to give God their service, God was still with them. Get over your frustrations, get over your arguments, get over your disappointments, and take courage, take courage, take courage, for my spirit is with you. And what can be accomplished with the Spirit of God? What can be accomplished with the Spirit of God who gave light to the sun and scattered the stars across the galaxies? What can be accomplished with the Spirit of God who created the world and breathed life into his creation? What can be accomplished with the Spirit of God who through the saving work of Jesus Christ defeated sin and death and who continues to reign as the ruler of all of heaven and earth? What can be accomplished through the Spirit of God? Anything can be accomplished through the Spirit of God. Anything can be accomplished, but trust me, it can be more than a little frustrating getting there. Lots of times, it appears that no one wants to step up to the plate. No one wants to take responsibility. People don't want to get involved. "We've done it all before," many people say. "It's time for someone else to do it." It would be interesting if anyone can point out for me anywhere in Scripture where someone retires from serving God. Now, certainly we retire from our careers, we retire from our jobs, but is there anything scriptural to support the idea of retiring from serving God? Even us ministers, we professional Christians, we may stop serving a church appointment, but we're never to stop serving God. But it seems a lot of people believe that's the way it should be. And it can get more than a little frustrating. I can use a word of encouragement. And at such time, it's good to read what Haggai has to say. Take courage, take courage, take courage. As I told the children, I realize that I state the obvious, but the root word of encouragement is courage. It takes courage to be a Christian. It takes courage to get over the fears involved with being a person of faith. Fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of inadequacy. And how do we conquer those fears? Haggai has a message for us. Haggai's message from God is, "My spirit remains among you. Do not fear." Our comfort, our protection, our courage lies in the Spirit of God, a spirit that can accomplish anything. And what are we supposed to do? Again, Haggai has a word from the Lord. Work, for I am with you. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that nothing is getting done here. Lots of stuff is getting done here. Children, youth, and adult ministries, and now new Sunday school classes that meet at a little after 10 o'clock. Different styles of worship, the contemporary service on Saturday night, traditional service at 9, and this blended service at 11:15. Bible studies, missions, visitation, evangelism, hospitality, Stephen's ministries, the bargain nook, the Hispanic ministry, crafts, ministries to the jail in Justin's place, counseling, and other programs and ministries. The trustees, finance, staff, parish, church council, and other church administration groups. Know that work is being done here at the church. I know that many are involved in ministry outside the walls of this church, and I am thankful for that. Much has been done, and there is still much to do. And I'm encouraged because I believe the Lord is not through with me yet. There is more the Lord wants me to do. I'm encouraged because I believe the Lord is not through with East Naples United Methodist Church. There is more that the Lord wants this church to accomplish. And as the Lord promises in Haggai, there are greater things ahead. Great things that will involve risk. Great things that may involve failures, fears, and disappointments and sufferings. Great things that will require sacrifice and hard work. But we have been instructed to work because the Lord is with us. So take courage. Take courage. Take courage. Work for the Lord and fear not. The Lord God Almighty is in our midst, and His Spirit remains among us. This being the first Sunday of the month, we want to invite you to take communion with us. It doesn't matter if you're a member of this church or not. It doesn't matter if you're a United Methodist or not. We'd like for you to come and be a part of the service with us.